Creating secure HRIS systems is the name of the chapter that we are going to begin our discussions about. This is the fifth chapter in this particular subject. In this chapter, we are going to understand the following important objectives. We're going to have a discussion about the key practices for creation of secure HRIS systems. We're also going to understand the process behind designing security control systems. We're going to take a look at the security enhancement through audits and planning against intrusions in the HRIS systems. Let us now begin with the introduction for this particular chapter. In today's changing times, a well-articulated and properly secure HRIS system is mandatory and has to be conceived in the design process from the very beginning. For this to be successfully implemented, the security developers need to take a holistic and systematic approach. The father of modern management, Peter Drucker, remarks that the test of a healthy business is not the beauty, not the clarity or perfection of its organizational structure. It is the performance of the people that support that organization. Since people operate systems and effectively form a part of them, good systems performance requires good people performance. And if the individuals operating a system do not perform well through their ignorance or negligence or ill will, that system will be defective, or it can also fail completely. Thus, the special needs and concerns of the security systems make particular demands in regards to the employee's loyalty, their efficiency and cohesion, and impose quite severe requirements for the planning, control and monitoring of the human inputs. In fact, these are some very important factors which will be a part of our subsequent discussions in this chapter. It is a known fact that however good the design may be in concept, an HRIS system can only be secure if it is a part of an organization with a positive attitude towards security. Hence, it is critical that the human resource managers ensure that all the security-related best practices are incorporated into the management of the organizational context. These priorities must be addressed in an organization's security managers, and related issues of team commitment and ethical behavior must be seen to be important in its corporate culture. Thus, the aim must be to make the optimum selections of the security goals and strategies and to design effective security safeguards. When designing the organizational security, it should identify a committee that is to be provided with the ownership of maintaining the security that is provided through the HRIS systems. The security team should provide effective advice within the organization, and this should be provided in a specific manner. This requires a blend of foresight and experience, but the best results can be achieved when decision making is based on a holistic view of the organizational security and its human resource information system. Only an all-embracing overview allows the construction of appropriate security measures to meet the known vulnerabilities. When planning the administration of security matters, the organization should specify an individual who is to have responsibility for advising and maintaining security along with a committed team of individuals. Finally, when taking design decisions, managers should recognize that there is a difficult balancing of factors to achieve. The automated controls are less costly to operate and more consistently applied than their manual equivalents. One area where technology in the form of automation tools is causing an instant impact is with the HR automation. With the advent of technology, there has been a seamless reduction in the manual process. HR professionals today understand how effectively technology can enable their business. They seek contemporary, agile, and fast-paced HR management software to keep up with their evolving business needs. The automated systems that fail to take into account the people factor who are to operate them are likely to be ignored or bypassed. By design, HRI systems hold confidential and sensitive information. Therefore, administrators need to ensure the security of these systems from unintentional mistakes or malicious attacks that may compromise such vital information. Current systems designs and training procedures of HRIs unintentionally help reinforce unsecure behaviors that result in non-malicious security breaches. Experts believe that some security breaches involve psychological, social, and organizational issues that cannot be addressed with the current techniques. Long-lasting organizational problems are often a result of systematic problems. We argue that systematic problems are fundamental difficulties related to the motivation of staff, structural difficulties, competing stakeholders, and opposing worldviews and ideologies that exist in the organizations. Thus, the HR professionals need to keep these important or critical aspects into consideration. Measures to improve security through design and training may only occur by breaking the use-impact cycle that individuals have habitually formed. The cycle understanding is critical to designing secure systems that may stand in a long-term basis. The culture of the organization also plays a key role in determining the pertinent security needs of the organization and to understand the use-impact cycle. The organizational perspective towards the articulation of a robust security plan and risk-taking will have a deep impact on the decisions pertaining in the security of the HRI solution. In the next slide, we are going to begin our discussions on the topic of key practices for creation of secure HRI systems. As stated in the previous slide, let us now look at the key practices for the creation of secure HRI systems. It is known that organizations need to protect their employees' data in an efficient manner. Several studies have focused on how to educate employees and to develop more effective and secure acceptable policies. A high number of serious security breaches continue to trouble the organizations, as we are all aware. The security ranks as a top priority for any human resource information system solution. Security needs to be addressed to handle the few known situations, such as exposure of sensitive payroll and benefits data among the employees, loss of sensitive personal data outside the enterprise, unauthorized updates of key data such as salary amounts, stock options, and sharing of personnel or applicant review comments to unauthorized employees or outsiders. So these are some of the important elements that needs to be a purview or should come under a security system, which is a subtype or subsystem in a secure HRIS. Thus, HRIS managers should consider a diverse range of factors, such as interface design and unconscious employee behaviors to counter attacks or breaches in security. No matter how well managed an organization is, without proper security measures, it will face one major breach, the human error. Mistakes are impossible to anticipate or eliminate in this particular context. These type of errors trigger a huge amount of rework, consuming a lot of time and money to set things correct. Rework affects employee morale and their efficiency. The major reason behind security breaches in HRIS processes are manual intervention and complex nature of workflows. The HR automation streamlines the entire workflow by breaking down its complexity. It eliminates manual dependency and reduces manual errors, but is also prone to human-related security breaches. So we need to understand that we need to set up some important practices to create the secure HRI systems. The organizations have made it a convention to use HRIs to capture, store, and use data about their employees. The HRI systems include a great deal of sensitive and confidential data about employees, for example, the medical data, the bank account data, the salaries, the social security numbers, the domestic partner benefits, employee test scores, and performance evaluations. The increased complexity in HR landscape calls for the needs of better security in order to handle this data in a secure manner. The more employee information in each record or data record, the more valuable that record becomes for harmful attacks. For that reason, aggregated data from HRIs are designed to be shared among only an appropriate, approved audience, and the system features are designed to help force good practices from the context of the organizational security. It is thus critical to make employees aware about the security of information. Often, security awareness begins with training people on how to protect their own information. For example, if an employee understands how to protect their own banking information and sensitive data, they are more likely to apply that understanding to the day-to-day work life. Thus, the risk of a security breach presents significant challenges, as seen in the previous slides, for human resources and employees. Organizations can be liable for identity theft caused by these data breaches, and employees can be stigmatized if negative personnel data leaks out. It's vital for the human resource management professionals to invest time in training the employees about basic security hygiene, and through this effort, the benefits will surely percolate in all areas of business. In order to understand the secure practices and purview of HRI security, it is critical to understand the people's perception towards the information. The employees need, in this context, to think in a strategic manner about what information to post online, in blogs, via social media accounts, and even in emails. It is critical to not share information that could be used to hack an account. Think about details that could be used for security questions. The traditional research in human-computer interaction has examined the design and usability components of technology as intended rather than the use-impact cycle. The use-impact cycle concerns how individuals and organizations actually use technology and related impact that they have on them, as discussed in a previous slide. But the current times mandate the use of understanding in a better fashion how errors could be prevented in human-computer interactions. And this is not very simple. So this needs to be understood properly, and being cautious about the information that is made available needs to be a part of the security design. Thus, by underemphasizing the use-impact cycle of technologies, researchers have predominantly ignored the impact that unconscious behavior may have. This is a context which is not thoroughly considered when creation of secure HRI systems takes place. The information technology security threats today can target important information, both business and personal. Hence, an important way to help protect both personal and company information is to use a backup solution. In this context, a behavioral model for security needs to be considered, along with propositions that build on existing theory. This is done to guide future research in the area of securing the threats in the organization. In this context, it is vital to expressly examine secure and unsecure behaviors in the context of HRIs due to the criticality in the organizations. It is essential to realize that security awareness isn't a one-time event. New threats are coming on the scene every day. Hence, it is important to help the employees develop good common sense around security threats and to recognize common threats of suspicious activity. Strong pattern recognition can help the employees to identify emerging threats and not fall victim to them. For the HR team, it is in the best interest to stay on top of the new types of security-related risks and vulnerabilities, and also to train the employees by encouraging them to sign up for the home virus protection software. The details or literatures regarding the same, looking into what regular updates the enterprise software providers publish, such as blogs or newsletters, and forward important security-related updates through the employee self-service software, such as the intranet. Given the growing concern about identity theft and security of employee data in the HRIS systems, many developed nations have passed privacy laws that require organizations to adopt reasonable security practices to prevent unauthorized access to personal data. It is possible that the interface and technology interaction contribute to the complacency in employees, which needs to be reduced in order to create proper and more secure HRI systems. A key element for us to recognize at this particular stage is that security isn't just for the workplace. It matters when the employees are accessing sensitive files on their own network as well. It is essential to train the employees about basic network safety by focusing on 1. Password protecting the network and following password best practices, 2. Using a firewall such as the one provided by the internet service provider for additional protection. If some of these simple measures are taken into place, it results in a more secure environment for the organization. A particular result of such interaction is the use of weak passwords, which is a major culprit of security breaches. As we know, most HRIS applications are still accessed using a username and a password. Securing the personal information begins by following the password best practices. Most employees assume that their information, whether personal or professional, simply isn't likely to be targeted. However, they don't understand that all cyber criminals may be looking for is a small payout from a drained bank account or a simple entry into an organization's larger system. Within the context of that discussion, it is vital to encourage the team to think about the practical issues related to passwords. As systems grow more complex, HRI's password requirements grow in terms of strength and incorporation of non-meaningful items. Unfortunately, employees may find it more natural to continue using weak passwords. Now, these weak passwords might result in a vulnerability, and some person could hack into the system through these weak passwords. Thus, it is important to avoid unaided recall wherever possible because it places a burden on a person's cognitive load and the ability to perform. It may be possible that non-malicious behavior is closely tied to the cues from the interface, both the software and hardware, and the nature of the interaction that employees have with HRIS. Thus, it is essential to use personal information such as a family member's name, phone number, or birth date for the password. It is vital or critical to choose long and complex passwords that are a mix of numbers, letters, and special characters. It's critical to not use the same password for multiple systems. Periodically changing of the password, at least on a quarterly basis, should also be mandatory on the part of the employees. Thus, to summarize, it is essential that the information security relies on designing solutions that work diametrically opposite to the ways the employees' brains work in a natural manner. So as a result of this cognitive overload, an employee may default to some unconscious behavior that ultimately results in an error or a security breach. As a practice to improve security, it is necessary for employees to receive proper training and education on the procedures and HR systems features which are conscientious to the design features. The employees still engage in unconscious behaviors that are unsecure, as has been understood through studies and research. As mobile devices such as smartphones and tablets have become an important part of the business workflow, successful mobile device management is also critical as a part of securing the HRIS systems of an organization. In this context, it is easy for an employee to leave their mobile device unsecured or inadvertently leave it behind somewhere. For proper security, it is thus important to inform employees to more safely manage their smartphones or tablets. This can be done by using a passcode or biometric authorization to prevent access to the phone, never accessing sensitive data on the mobile device using an unsecured wireless network. This also includes enabling the phone or tablet tracking features so you can quickly locate your device if it is lost. Using double authentication when accessing email accounts or bank apps on your phone is also very critical. We will continue our discussion about this and other measures in the next slide as well. Another example is that of employees who are logged into the HRIS and may absentmindedly plug unauthorized USB drives into their computers and thus cause a chain reaction that leaks sensitive employee data without realizing it. To help reduce such breaches and also the viral attacks, a variety of malware and virus protection programs are available, some of which are free and others require an annual or a monthly subscription. Successfully incorporating a virus and malware program into the workflow of the organization is quite simple today. Most of the organizations across the globe have installed applications on all the devices that are regularly used. The employees need to ensure that such programs are set up to run automatic scans at regular levels and regular time intervals, and continuously install updates to make sure that they are protected against the most recent threats. The software is available in a wide variety and a wide variety of price ranges as well. Due to the stringent human resource information system solutions password requirements, the employees may write the passwords on a piece of paper stuck on the side of their monitors. Now, this also creates a lot of vulnerabilities from a lot of entities that are in the organization. Thus, unconscious behavior can defeat the best efforts of security and the design experts. In other words, all the security protocols in the world are powerless in face of a stressed out worker who might just inadvertently give away critical information and lead to security breaches. We will discuss more of this unconscious behavior and its issues in the next slide as well. So we consider unconscious behaviors here as similar to habitual behaviors because something done repeatedly becomes ingrained. Once that behavior becomes habitual in employees, deliberate intentions have less impact to the point of irrelevance. Thus, HRIs are particularly prone to creating habit-based security risks at the individual or at the enterprise level. It is also vital in this context to train the employees about basic network safety by primarily focusing on 1. Considering the use of privately used networks such as the VPN which is available for free or for a small fee, if accessing business files from home or particularly some secure documents. Through studies and research, it is found that the employees' brains stop registering the novelty of security notifications due to the routine nature of clicking on similarly presented notifications over time. Hence, a malicious program can get activated when an employee clicks on an infected link or is infected by another computer on the network. Once the program has been executed, data is inaccessible or even deleted. One important way to help protect both personal and organizational information is to use a backup solution. Research has also investigated the concept of warning and alert fatigue in clinical settings, which demonstrates the widespread applicability of habit formation, which is a form of vulnerability when it comes to the organizational security.